I'm very happy. I'm very happy because we had, like we spoke on the pre-match, we had just 4 days of work. We tried to pass to the players and work with the players some basic principles regarding some specific moments of the game, and I think they reproduce it on the pitch today. So I need to be happy with that. I need to be happy with the attitude. I need to be happy with the pace. I need to be happy with the quality of work as a team. And of course, I need to be happy to start winning, because if you want to have back like a winning culture that goes behind like a winning mentality, the first step is always important. So we still have a lot of work in front of us. We still have a lot of behaviors to start or keep working or start working again. But I'm very happy about about the work the players did today on the pitch.
What were the main things you wanted to see that you did see out there today?
I believe that everything we asked to the players and we work with the players, we saw it. So I believe you saw more switch of play. You saw more wide game, wide combinations, wide arrivals. You saw more about regaining the possession and try to clean it, to look for the space. And once the space was there, attack that space. And also, I think you see one team that when he's not having the ball, he was not happy. He was trying to pressure to regain the possession, leading the opponent to commit some mistakes. So the majority of the points were those, and I'm happy with what I saw from the team.
You spoke in the match program about a flow to the team, and the team enjoying themselves. Did you see that today?
Of course I saw. Of course I see. I not only spoke for the program of the match. I also, it was my first statement today with the players. I want you to enjoy. So if you are here and you are anxious in order to do the things are not going to work. So I want you to be happy. I want you to enjoy. I mean, I want our team to play like they were kids. I mean, the kids love to play football. All the professionals start like being a kid, dreaming one day to be in this position. Now they are this position, but they need to enjoy it the same. So they did it. They did it, and I'm very pleasant from them.
What did you make of the reception you got from the supporters at the start, Pedro?
Fantastic, fantastic. So this is our home. We want this to be more than our home. We want to play all the time with an extra player, if possible, 50,000 extra players. And regarding to that, we be more pacey in order to have a better tackle, in order to regain more second balls, in order to be more fit to get and look for the opponent's goal. So I believe it's not only our home, our stadium, but needs to be also our fortress.
How did it feel that moment when you went down the tunnel yourself? It was also your moment. How did that feel?
It was fantastic, but you know that I like Tina Turner. I would prefer to get when you say they're simply the best. No, fantastic, fantastic. I mean, 50,000 people supporting you. And of course, supporting the team—it's something that will keep inside your mind, and something that you really appreciate. So, I'm very glad about this huge club have these massive fans in all the time ready to support us. I'm very pleased.
Aberdeen won again today, Pedro. Do you still think you can catch them 8 points? In the
so that means the same distance. Keeps the same distance with less points to fight for. But I do think the same. So we still, I think, need to play against them twice. Next game, for me, is always the most important one. And now we are going to have like a longer week or maybe two longer weeks. So we'll have more time to prepare the things. And about the team synchronization, normally we need time to work in that direction. So I really hope that in the next 2 weeks we have more time to work these behaviors, to keep these behaviors and look for more behaviors in order for us to have a plus on the next game.
Pedro, usually the players would maybe get some time off. Will you have them in full time over the next 2 weeks?
No, I work like a pattern. I work within a pattern. They will have a day off tomorrow. They will come back. They will come back on Monday to start the training, and from there we go until Saturday, where we finish here playing or with our squad, or with our squad combined with under 20 players, because we want to finish with a match situation. They will have 1 day free again, and we restart planning the next match or preparing the next match. So I'm a guy that goes by patterns. Okay, I do believe that players need to have these biological patterns, and of course, I will be delighted to give them days off when needed and when the schedule allows it. So, for example, if we play one Saturday, let's suppose that we play today, which is Saturday, and we play next Sunday. So tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we're going to be 2 days off in order not to have a longer week than longer that it's the pattern. So we work like that. It's going to be two longer weeks or normal weeks, seven days work, like we call it, according to the pattern. So we'll have time to work from Tuesday to Sunday.
Feeling good, confident. I mean, I think we've carried the momentum from the last few games, and it's good start with under the new manager. We're really happy.
How much of his stamp did he put on things, and how much of that do you feel you carried out today?
Well, he changed a couple of things. I think the formation was different, but I think the lads really understood what he wanted from each other, and I think we're just gonna get better as well with his 2 weeks as well on the training pitch, where he's just gonna insist on the things he wants to implement.
What are the sort of main things that he's asked you to change from the previous?
Well, change or do better. I mean, he's asked us to press hard after we've lost possession, to keep it better, to create more chances, and that's what we're gonna try and do and work in the training pitch.
Did you sense a lift in the atmosphere today from the stands as well as Pedro came out for his first game?
Yeah, it was a great reception for him, and I think that helped the team as well. Everyone was on it, all the crowd was really supportive, and that's always good when you've got 50,000 behind you.
When you set the target of trying to get second, is it good to have that kind of firm objective, something for you guys to shoot?
Of course, that's got to be our target. We've got Aberdeen there in front of us, and we're going to just have to keep winning games and get closer to them, and that's what we're going to try and do.
He said to the players that he wants you to play like kids.
Yeah, he wants us to enjoy it. I mean, that's why we're here as well, to enjoy. We're lucky to have this job, to go out and do what we like, and what better to do it with a smile and do it happy.